Well, good morning. My voice has been going a little bit, so hopefully I can keep it for all of my 15 minutes here. I'm an extension guy, so I use 20 of my 15 minutes, and we'll keep on going. You know, with videos, we typically dial in to maybe only a three-minute video. So are you guys ready for four videos in a row? You know, just 12 minutes and I'm done, okay? I deal with the soybeans. I'm an extension soybean specialist at Purdue, and then my co-author here is John Obermeyer. He's our IPM specialist, and he's really the one that is the driver behind all this and the success. And so I do want to give him full credit with this, is that he is the hub of the video reel. Okay, he is what holds this together for us, and this is what really pushes us to the next level. He's been with Purdue for 20, 30 years, and so he's been with videos from the time that you had the 25-pound camera, okay, to now what you have your iPhone, right? And so that whole spectrum, and he's really seen a lot of the changes and then experience that he's brought to the table of, you know, just having some good retention of your information. You need to keep it short. A 5 to 10 minute video starts to really lose an audience. So, you know, those are the kind of things that he's brought to the table that we continue to do with YouTube videos. And so he's done it from the video aspect to just good macro photography and everywhere in between. And so John's the bug guy, and so out there at one of our field days, and then now as we're doing some of these video talks. One of our main avenues for this is through our pest and crop newsletter. So it's a weekly online newsletter that goes out throughout our growing season. We have it in HTML, the format, to also a PDF, as you can see by a screenshot. And so, you know, just last night I was doing screenshots to give you an idea of the way we go. And so you've got multiple issues throughout. You can catch it through our listserv. If you're on that, you know, 1,500, 2,000 people on that. And so it gets put out there to just simply Googling, you know, what's going on with soybean vein necrosis. Or we've got western corn bean root. So going through all that. And so as you go through, here's maybe I dialed into a single issue, and there's multiple articles or hyperlink again within all of this. And I wasn't sure what availability I have on the internet, so on this one I'm not going to do anything, but other than just point out, you know, we've got our typical individual articles that, you know, maybe 3-5 paragraphs, and they're good to go, a few pictures. And then when this one, we've got video segments. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4 that are all within this, okay? Just to give you a little bit, if we have a video, we have more views. A lot more views are coming through in those videos. We're in an age now that everyone wants something quick. And so Bob Nielsen, the corn specialist, and myself, again, the soybean, we go back and forth. Okay, do we do 4 or 5 good paragraphs with our 4 or 5 excellent pictures? And that should be enough, right? No, people want a three-minute video to you read it to them, but they don't want to be read to. They want to be having an engaging conversation through a video. And so that's what we try to do with these videos. And so, for instance, estimating soybean yields simplified. I changed how we did estimating soybean yields a couple of years ago in 2012. And with our videos, we have this combination of timely, maybe I can get it, timely versus timeless. Okay, so within the world of extension, we want to get some information out there quickly, but I'm of the mind I want it to be quality. So there's this push and pull of trying to get that out there quickly and timely, but also getting something that's going to be there for a long time. So this one in particular, it was a great video set, did in 2012 in our drought year, and we got, you know, 2,000, 3,000 views on it within a week or two. Okay, just great success. I've got other videos I did earlier this summer, and assessing soybean stands. It's not sexy, it's not glamorous, but you know, it's neat. You need to know, and then how to make replant decisions. You know, I got 400 or 500 views out of that. That went out there. People are looking and learning how to do this. And for instance, this one, estimating soybean yields, it's still live within our YouTube channel, and I'm close to 8,000 views on this now. Okay, I haven't done anything else with it since 2012. You know, you got popular press that picks up these things, they give hyperlinks to it, so it gets a lot of traction. And yeah, just kind of going through that. Over, you know, nearly 7,700 views, and this is computer specific. It's not my mom going there and clicking on this video and getting the tally up and up. They're individual views, individual computers. So it's not, you know, tell the calf still clan, you know, go take a look at Sean again. It's linked to the YouTube channel. Okay, so this is embedded in our newsletter, and then it you can pull it up, and it's playing within that online website. And if you want to go to the YouTube, you just click on the expand to, actually I went back. Click on the YouTube there, and it'll bring you right into the YouTube channel itself. And then you can gain more information, you can comment on it. And within this, again, John Obermeyer is our entomology guy, so it's the Purdue Entomology Channel. But he's doing all the editing, all the work in the background, so that's where our work is housed. And we gain a lot of traction through that, through the different search options. So for instance, here's that Purdue Extension Entomology Channel. I think Greg was showing his turf extension channel as he was ending. And so we were going through different videos, and so we got soybean vein necrosis too. I was doing the early stand assessments, only 500 views, but again, it depends on the niche that you're trying to fill. Considerations for quality videos, okay? A lot of us have, you know, just a smartphone on our hip, and we can go, and it's got HD quality, we can take that. How many of you can hold that steady? All right, and then post that on YouTube, and then look at, okay, am I getting seasick or not? Okay, so there's some of that you have to consider. If you want to get out a message really quick, there's something fast going across, okay, sure, use the phone. But if it's something that you can, within a week's time, you can work through it, I say do it. I got a new truck, my car caught fire, I can tell you about that later, but got a new truck and I want a cover for it. And so I want to learn how to put that tonneau cover on there, so I YouTube. And I went to the YouTube, some were great professionals, some had, okay, I got the iPhone, I'm doing this. And he still video, puts the phone down, it's blacked out for 15 seconds, I hear him talking. So I got to learn that it wasn't quality. So it's about how you're trying to get that message out and how you want to represent your program. I want to go through a little bit of equipment as well. This isn't, you know, you have to have these, but these are nice tools that John uses, and I think that's something for you to consider as well. So, again, he went from that 25, you know, pound camera, and then we're going into the digital age. And so back in early 2008 or so, he got this Canon, and it's about an $8,000 camera. Okay. A little bit smaller than that 25-pounder, but definitely not as small as your iPhone. And then in 2013, he upgraded, and it's, you know, $2,000 video camera, HD, and it's smaller, but as you go down size, again, I'm going with that, getting seasick or not, you got some components to this. You need to make sure you have a tripod if you're zeroing in or you're trying to do a self-assessment video. You need to make sure that it's well stabilized. And I'm not going through, you know, you got to get a Mac and everything else. This just happens to be the way John and I work. But you got to have some capacity there to really get good information. These are must, okay? In my opinion, these are must. You've got to have a cordless mic, okay? You can do a video and you can hear the person, but the quality is so much better. And if I'm doing something close up, I'm doing a close assessment of bean leaf beetle damage, or I'm going down deep, and I'm kind of muffled away from the video camera, my mic's right there on me, and it makes a world of difference in the quality. So here's an example. With the video mic. He's talking now. Okay, he had the wireless mic on that first part, even with the, you know, the big old bus going by. You know, this is on campus. Okay, I'm out in the middle of a soybean field. There's semis going by all the time, and this still helps us, so we're not wasting a lot of time. Okay, something to consider. Again, I talked about a tripod. You want to make sure that you've got a good, stable environment. Here's just a little seasick action for you. This is not nearly as bad as it could have been. This is John with a handheld, but again, think about you doing this with your pocket phone, okay? That one's good enough. All right, it goes beyond just video, okay? To make quality and within our field crops group, there's that Ken Burns effect. Anyone watch some of those documentaries of Ken's? You know, what's his technique? right? One of those things, he's going back in time decades. I watched one on the Dust Bowl recently, right? You know, there wasn't much video then, but he's got the still frame picture, and then he's zooming in and zooming out. We do the exact same thing as we're zooming in. Oh, here's the stands of your soybeans according to this. Great pictures or a macro picture of, again, a disease or insect, and embedding that within your video goes a long way. So with that, good digital camera. Again, we get good pictures with these phones, but I personally like to have a little bit better quality and clarity. And we use the Nikon series. A good pocket camera, that's kind of my bread and butter. I normally have that with me all the time anyway. I can even do some videos in a pinch. Again, talk about smartphones and tablets. Get plenty of extra pictures, plenty of extra B-roll. Okay, this is really, again, we're talking about a 3-minute video, but there's a lot that's packed into there because we're maybe doing some voiceovers from that B-roll, that picture itself. We're talking through what you're looking at. But the best camera is the one that you have, right? So make sure at least you've got something in hand. If nothing else, at least have the phone that's on you to get that. The before the shoot, the who, where, what, when, why, how. You've got to go through this, you know, to have a plan is what we're going after. So am I just talking about the crop producers, or I'm really looking at the consultants that know what's going on? Where are you going to do it? Is it in the lab? Is it in the field? Is it in a green room? So I experienced this. We've got green rooms across Purdue's campus. And so I played around with being the meteorologist, so to speak. So you can see I'm talking. We got a nice setup green, and then off to the side you can see my prompting screen, and so I'm pointing at a map of Indiana. Okay, so there's other options than just going straight to the field or the lab. This, for us, was a great setup and is very easy to use. If you do something like this, make sure that you don't wear green. Unless you're doing a Halloween video, okay? It makes a difference. Script, what? John and I, as we're going through this, again, it makes a big difference. Okay, Sean, what are you really trying to get across? I don't necessarily write it out, right? If you're an extension, you don't write everything out. You got some of these things going. But I have an idea. Here's the 2 or 3 main topics I want to hit. Okay, that really helps set the tone for what you're videoing, both in B-roll and everything else. So, John, maybe it's an IPM process he wants to show. So we've got that idea. When? You know, it goes back to that timely versus timeless. You know, we have this with the extension articles. We also have it with these videos. Okay? So understand what you're putting out. Maybe a timely thing that you come back later and make it a timeless. It's always going to be something that's used, and we polish it even more. Okay? So you got the seasick video. Okay, you got out the message quickly. Let's go back in the winter months or when you have more time and make it a timeless video. Capture the moment, the weather, and infestations, and everything else. And sometimes, you know, life just happens, okay? This is during the 2012 drought. Okay, and we're now in southwestern Indiana, July 5th, and this happened. Okay, and we had a little bit of editing. We added a little extra flash to that. But, you know, the lightning was right there, and sometimes you just have to deal with that. We were 3.5 hours away from campus to get this. We were in the epicenter of the drought, and sometimes you just have to deal with that. Why are you doing this? Is it an action, or are you just sitting up there in a talking head? You know, I personally don't like to see someone just talk. I hate being tethered to a monitor, lectern as well. But the idea of, are you engaging? Is this video engaging? Are you simply reading a script because they don't want to read it? Okay, maybe that's your audience, but mine wants to go. I want to go a little bit further than that. Know how your equipment works from the video to if you're doing a demonstration of sprayer calibration. Aaron Patton had a good publication with the extension education community, you know, calibrating those fertilizer spreaders. Maybe that's something you need to make sure it's working that day too, right? The video shoot. Again, I can't stress this enough. Use the wireless mics. Turn off the cell phones. If you have a problem, just stop so you can go back and edit. Use the tripod, lighting. and so forth. Time. Travel to the location, getting schedules together, it takes time. About an hour of shooting just to get a 2 to 3 minute video. Okay? B-roll, very important. Takes John, again, experienced guy, I'm coming and doing some of this myself, about 4 hours to edit that down to a 3 minute draft. We review it together, about an hour to fine tune, and so we upload it to YouTube. You know, that can happen within a couple days, again, if we want to get something out timely. It takes it, but we get some major impact with this. YouTube in particular, Greg had a great slide. 1 billion monthly viewers, 4 billion video views a day. That's why we went to YouTube, not Vimeo or some of those others. Okay. Equipment, software. This Final Cut Pro is amazing. Very intuitive, and it works well. All right, some of the last points is the impact during the drought. This is some of our Google Analytics just from the online newsletter. You can see it spiking here and there. You know, every week we get maybe 500 to 600 views immediately once we send that out, maybe a little less. We bring in one video, it jumps up above to about 600-700 views. And when we had two videos plus, it's jumping up even higher, close to 1,000 views. Okay? It's there. I mean, that's how the information wants the clientele want it to be delivered. Why YouTube? Most frequently used channels. You have a lot of search options, so maybe they're not on your pest and crop newsletter or your turf extension newsletter, but they're searching YouTube, they're searching Google, and you have keywords, they're going to get to your site, get to your video. Some of the different analytics and individual views. And I really like the videos. One said I used them with our interns and even to train them. Okay, so it goes beyond just the individuals. And the final one, just for, you can have a little fun with this, beyond just a YouTube video, you can use it during the winter months. And so here's my parting thought. I don't know if sound's high enough or not. So anyway, you can have a lot of fun with this. Any questions?